Good morning, good noon time, good noon 30, good afternoon, good evening, good midnight 30, whatever time of day it is. I want you to know I'm Lynn Ferguson and I approve this message. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, Lynn's Pins. It's a podcast dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world and music. So today I want to talk about the man in a dress phenomena. So we're going to ask that the men in dresses step forward. If you don't get the reference, I'm done with you. But you just sit back, relax, grab a snack, and let's jump in. Lynn's Pins. So people keep making these songs and making these posts. You know, people who follow me and who I mutually followed back or whatever didn't really like their music like that, but it was decent enough that I felt like, okay, let me reciprocate. And these are people I've been following and who have been following me for years, who apparently don't read because I have transgender in the bios, through the profiles, or for the profiles that, you know, have me connected with these people through social media. Nevertheless, they are not shy to voice their opinion about a particular subject. What subject? Men in dresses. And even though I know I'm a woman and I'm a transgender woman, to be more specific, so I don't automatically associate that wording with myself for, you know, those reasons, but I also do simultaneously associate it with myself because I know that that's what is associated with me and people like me as a Black transgender woman and as a transgender woman, period. And I'm relegating this to the Black community because it is Black dudes who are perpetuating this the most. So one of the people who I described earlier, a mutual follow, Black dude who raps through the platform, sent me, as he does, a song that he just recently put out. And I go to the song, I'm the 83rd like, and I had to immediately remove my like just as I was typing a comment I was about to post to the song, complimenting his wordplay and, you know, usage and things like that, and his flow and his rhythm. And then he starts to speak about being a man in a dress and how, you know, the kids is gay and this, that, and the third. And he's wondering what's wrong with the world. And I'm just like, are you, if he was a man in a dress, he'd get more attention or he'd get more whatever. And I'm just like, are you serious? Like, y'all are ridiculous. Y'all are absolutely ridiculous. How many transgender women do you know? How many transgender women can you name? How many transgender women are men in dresses can you really just sit here and list off of the people who were killed in the transgender community or LGBTQI community? Yeah, you want to sit here and say that we're basically being rewarded for being who we are? No, we're being killed for being who we are. It's literally the total opposite. And it's so pissy because it's like, this is literally what the Nazis did to Jews. This is what, you know, people do to people who they want to oppress. They paint this picture that you are somehow benefiting the most from a society that is literally oppressing you the worst. Black people are at the very bottom of the hierarchy in America. And below Black people are Black transgender people, specifically Black transgender women. At the very bottom. At the very bottom of every single social structure in this country, Black transgender women, like myself, are at the very bottom. We have the least amount of respect. We have the least amount of rights. We lose our rights every day. Every day, there's a state, there's a city, there's an area that is banning more things about transgender people. And it's happening to Black people and women at the same time, but not to the degree that it's happening to transgender people. There are over 400, I believe, and I think it's much more than that, bills that have been put forth this year alone against the LGBT, excuse me, specifically the transgender community and gender nonconforming. But Black men out here are upset because I am sitting at 9,000 followers as of this morning through one platform alone. And that's BandLab. Not Bandcamp, BandLab. Though I do plan to really get into Bandcamp in a minute. But I just hit 9,000 this morning and I'm already at 9,010 from the 9,000 that I was at this morning. And just a week ago, I had to deal with this with a guy who I worked with. Now, this dude who sent me his song today, I did not work with him. I haven't worked with him. But the dude last week who made a post through Instagram expressing the same sentiment about how you... It's always the same wording, man in a dress. If he was a man in a dress, he would, you know, be popping and this, that, and the third. And I get on his post and I'm like, I can't believe you put this out here. And we worked together. And I have my gender status all on my in my bios through the platforms that we know each other through. He's like, well, the delete button, he's put something in a comment that I didn't read, and then he put the delete button exists. And I had already meant to block him before he even responded, but I forgot, I wasn't able to do so because my phone died right after I sent my response to his post. And it's just so pissy because it's so, of course, I blocked him after that, but it's just so pissy because it's just like, this is, and it's funny because the song that we made together is called Electric Rainbows. And he titled the song Electric Rainbows. I thought he was like, you know, just like some straight acting gay dude or something because he put that, you know, as a title. So I was just like, oh, okay. And the song was basically about follow your dreams and live your life to the fullest and don't worry about haters and this, that, and the third. So I'm thinking, okay, well, this is like a really good gay anthem song or whatever, LGBTQI anthem song. Lo and behold, the dude is transphobic, which, mind you, a lot of people in the LGBT, you know, community are transphobic, but still, or he's anti-trans. I hate saying transphobic because you're not actually afraid of transgender women and people. You just hate transgender women in particular. They usually don't have too much of a problem with transgender men, but and actually find them attractive. You know, there are transgender men out here looking better than cisgender men, you know. And nevertheless, you know, these men will fuck them because they have a vagina, some of them. And they'll still think of them as a woman. So it's not even about what you look like as a transgender woman. It's really not. They act like they wouldn't want to fuck you or they wouldn't this, that, and the third. But it's like, really, they don't give a damn. They just are so caught up in this white patriarchal societal view of life and sex that they believe as long as you were born, as they put it, biologically a woman with a vagina, at least a vagina, even if you have more than a vagina, at least you have a vagina, then they feel like, oh, okay. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous. But don't matter what you look like or anything like that. But all of a sudden when you're transgender, then it's like, oh, okay, well, you don't look right. And I could tell that was a man and I'd never fuck you because you're so ugly and this, that, and the third. And it's like, bitch, please. Bitch, please. Aren't you in my contacts? No. But it's just ridiculous. Like, it's just like, these dudes are so fucking mad out here. And that's the most dangerous thing, is to paint this image that a demographic of people is doing better than they are. That's what they did with the Jews. They made it seem as though Jewish people were taking something that was rightfully deserved by other people who weren't Jewish. And that's what these Black men are doing. They're making it seem as though Black transgender women, Black gay guys, people like that are taking things from Black men and cisgender Black people, and they need to be stopped. It's absolutely insane. Like, as a transgender Black woman who has fought for Black lives, fought for Black men who were killed, Black women who were killed for no reason, it is really troubling to know that you celebrate when Black men and women who are cisgender, you know, just what they want to call regular Black men and women, you know, when they are successful in life, you're rooting for them. And then they're literally rooting for your downfall because of who you are. Just because of the way you dress, the way you live your life, that has nothing to do with them or malice or ill intent. It's ridiculous. I made a song about it called Jinx, you know, and how basically, you know, they want me, but they don't want me. Got me in their sights and serving them face. Still, it's not my right to step out of place. Don't make sense, but still they want change. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's just like, what are we talking about? Like, these are people who like my music. This dude's been liking my music for years. The dude who I just had to block today, who sent me that song, where he's bashing people in my communities. And it's just like, what are we talking about? Like, so you literally like my music. You like my voice. You like my talent, but you act like I just got to where I got, which ain't even nowhere yet. But like, you act like we're getting where we're getting because we're trans. Bitch, are you serious? Are you dumb? You was a dummy, bitch. It just don't make no sense. Like, it's like, it couldn't possibly be because I sing in 7 different languages. It couldn't possibly be because I sing in every single genre of music that exists, and some that don't, or that I might have created. It couldn't be because I can hang with the best of them in whatever we're doing, whether we're singing or rapping. It couldn't be because I do epic-ass covers and my originals are even more amazing. No, it couldn't be because of any of that. It has to be because I'm transgender. Baby, the fact that I'm transgender is what has kept me so stagnantly growing. You know, it kept my growth so stagnant throughout the years. I've just now made it to 400 followers through YouTube. And I've had this YouTube for about half a decade, at least. Now, I didn't really start uploading music to it consistently until about 3+ years ago. And then, of course, you know, quality is a work in progress, but still, the talent is clearly there. It's recognizable, and it's been recognizable for years, since 2020 at least. So it's just ridiculous. Like, I got on the platform, and the first 2 out of the 3 years that I've been using this platform, no one knew who I was, gender-wise. No one knew I was a transgender woman. Still, I got to 2,750 followers within the first month and a half. And I'm continuing to grow to this day. I didn't come out about being transgender until literally a year ago. It was last July. So you can act like it's because I'm a transgender woman, but really, clearly, it's the total opposite. It's because I am talented. I don't know if that's the total opposite, but it's because I'm talented. Because out of the 9,000 followers that I have, over 6,500 of them came before I announced that I'm transgender and made it public knowledge through social media and the interweb. So you all can continue to hate, you can continue to be upset, but I'm going to continue to be in my bag, and you all are going to continue to hate. But I just wanted to bring this to you guys because I had to vent about this. You know, how many transgender women die on a regular basis and they don't talk about them? They don't care about talking about that. They don't care about how many of us are beaten, maimed, raped in jail, made to be, you know, sex slaves. They don't care about any of that. They don't care about the life we have to lead and how hard it is to get a job if you don't pass. And even if you do, how hard it is to maintain passing throughout your job and all the ups and downs at a job and stay professional. They don't know nothing about that. Do you know I am a Black transgender woman? I've been Black and transgender for a long time, way before my adult life. Do you know that since before my adult life, I have been working very nice jobs? Actually, since my first job, I've been working jobs that most Black men and women do not work, but mostly Black men. The majority of Black men I meet on a regular basis, I see on the bus, riding wherever with me, or, you know, driving me around in an Uber or on the street or at the gas station, at the store. Majority of Black men I see are not working jobs, administrative positions, executive positions. They're not doing data entry. They didn't teach themselves how to do 10 key so that they could do data entry for the USDA like I have, or the Department of Housing and Urban Development like I have. So it's just funny to me, because it's just like, it's not just music, babe. It's everything. You can't take away my accomplishments because I'm clearly on my shit. I do things that they don't even want to allow Black people to do unless you know what you're doing. You don't get a job working at the USDA. The USDA ain't handing out fucking vouchers to transgender women to go work. Like, and basically not know what they're doing. You need to know what you're doing if you're working in a federal position, in an administrative position, an executive position, a secretarial position, a telecommunications position, marketing. I've been promoted many times. I've been management many times. Hell, I was a part-time sales manager at AutoZone, at the Hub store in St. Louis. The dudes hated me there too. So let's call it a wrap, Turkey and Swiss, and let's just understand and acknowledge that you all are jealous, you're upset, and you're not pushing the way you need to be pushing. Because if you was, you would get where you needed to go. But you continue to talk about the same things everybody else is talking about, and you think that you being the same as everybody else, but just trying to be a little bit better, is going to get you where you need to go. You need to be different. The one thing that you do have right is that my difference does help me. Not just the fact that I am a transgender woman, but the difference of me being eclectic. You don't learn how to sing in every genre in 7 different languages. You don't teach yourself that and know all of that and not show it every time you open your mouth and sing or rap. The vast difference, diversity within my musical catalog, you know, of just the things that the music that I know that I have filed away in my head, makes it so that I literally show that eclecticism in everything I do. So everything I do hits different. It just hits differently. That is what draws people the most to me, is that I'm doing things that are different. I'm speaking about things that are different. I'm not talking about the same old bullshit. Because like I just said in this podcast episode, this is two Black men within the course of a week who have gone off about the same issue of men in dresses and how they are getting more attention than men. But how is that original? What would really be original would be if you spoke to the nuances of that and like the actual truth of the matter. If you spoke to how all of us are being discredited, dehumanized, and devalued. If you spoke about why Black men feel that way about transgender women and gay guys, despite the fact that it's not true, that would be very nuanced, very different. But y'all don't want to do that. Y'all don't want to do the work. You just want to put out the same shit as your neighbor. And then you start asking questions as to why you haven't made it. Baby, they have 15,000 of you already. They don't need no more. And if they do, they've got plenty to pick from. And you haven't made yourself a viable candidate to really be the next thing, because you're the same as the last thing. But y'all, I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, and I welcome you next time we jump in.